resolutions in here. One in five, because some of them are referred off. Let me read the five to you. So it's 1422, urging the Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs to ratify and adopt the Queen's Constitution of 1893, member club by member club, as a governing document of the Hawaiian Kingdom for discussion at a Hawaiian convention. The next one is 14-23, a resolution adopting the May 5th, 2014 official inquiry submitted by Office of Hawaiian Affairs Chief Executive Officer Dr. Kumanao Crabb to Secretary of State John F. Kerry, United States Department of State. The third one is 14-24, request that President Barack Obama honor the executive agreements between U.S. President Grover Cleveland and Queen Liliuokalani to protect the activities that relate to the process of restoring the Hawaiian Kingdom and governing entity. And the next one is number four, is acknowledging the continuity of the Hawaiian Kingdom as an independent and sovereign state. 14-28. And then the fifth one is 14-31, repeal the Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs resolution dated October 29, 2005, urging Congress and the state of Hawaii to support passage of the Native Hawaiian Government Reorganization Act of 2005. It's 14-31. 1426. Yeah, now we'll go over those that got reassigned. 1426 got reassigned to Nahono, Hawaii. Any other questions on what you looking for other bills? Yes.
You don't understand what farmed out means?
So it got reassigned because this committee had 11 bills originally, and there were some other committees that didn't have any resolution. So what we did was we referred them to other committees for consideration.
So we need to know.
Just read it off.
They did ask at the start,
but I would be glad to cover that. Could you tell me a specific one you're looking for? You want them all? Continuity.
Maybe go from 21 to
21. Okay, I'll just go over the ones that was account. I'll just read the numbers, not that account.
Yeah, just the numbers.
Okay, so 1421, which supports Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islanders, was referred to economic development. B-1425, relating to public trust use of water, was referred to benefits and trust. The 1426 that somebody asked about, requesting the U.S. Army to complete a comprehensive environmental impact statement, was referred to Nahona, Hawaii. And then you can correspond in your book. It tells you what room that committee is meeting.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
Real valid question. If our smaller clubs don't have representation in these other committees because we put our resolutions into this committee, what do we do about that?
Actually, but it was taken up at the floor when the resolutions committee presented this, so that was the appropriate time to have made the changes for your clubs.
Yeah.
So it was, and it was approved by the body
so
for
the
these
changes
referrals.
Shouldn't have been made before we got to convention. You're telling the clubs to make the changes now. Today.
It was made yesterday. I mean, it was made
we
yesterday.
We didn't bring the members to.
So Malili, this was the reference was
excuse me. Yeah. We did not bring our members, enough members, to convention because we were.
So Malili, I'm not going to have that argument. This is a decision of the body. This is a decision of the body that made these referrals. So I'm going to stand by what the body did. Okay, moving on.
Excuse me?
Yes, yes.
When did you make this decision?
It was made on the floor. It was made on the floor in plenary.
That's right.
When the resolution committee presented all this matrix, they made the referrals and the body of agreed upon the referrals.
I don't remember that.
It happened. It's in the minutes. We can get minutes for you. Okay, so moving to... I'll do the other referrals, you guys. So 1421, support Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islanders, was sent to economic development. And then I believe 25. Relating to public trust use of water was referred to benefits and trusts.
And then 26 went to Nohono Hawaii?
Correct. 26 Nohono Hawaii, 1427 Nohono Hawaii, 1429 Ecosystems and Environment.
Can you go a little slower?
Okay, 1429 Ecosystems and Environment. 1428 is still in here.
Okay.
1429 Ecosystems and Environment. And 1430 Ecosystems and Environment. And then 1431 still staying here. Okay, yes, Malili.
I have already brought it up to the president of the association.
Okay.
That we're going to have this problem, that he needs to okay alternates and members of the smaller clubs that don't have representation because you're splitting these things up. Did he give you permission to do that?
Ole, but I just...
Did he give you permission?
He did not.
Then
he did not.
You need to contact him.
I will not. But you feel free to go do that, Malila. Just following the decision of
you
the board. I mean, the people going. I'm going to move forward, you guys.
Wait, but it's per capita.
Okay, so, and I'm sorry, I'm filling in actually for your mommy Khan. She's taking care of some of her arm, and she'll probably be here halfway through. That is correct. So I want to make sure, just to go over, we're going to do five resolutions today. What I wanted this group to accept is that we allot a certain amount of time to each one so that we get through all five. What it would mean is we take the five we get. How much time do we have now? From now to 4 o'clock?
1:14.
Who's the math major? 5 divided by 3 hours. Is that 2 hours and 45 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Actually, we just do 5, right? Half an hour.
Half hour for each rezo
at half an hour. If you can, for me, Anthony, just count the time, I'll call for the vote. How's that?
All right.
Everybody's good with that? Is the house, the body good with that? Mike, you had a question?
Is it only 5%?
That is correct. That is correct.
Is there a limit for each speaker to reach the 30 minutes?
We'll go one time everybody gets to speak. Is that fair?
Yeah.
One time everybody gets to speak.
Unless nobody else wants to speak.
One time everybody gets to speak.
Yeah.
1.5 minutes everybody gets to speak.
Okay.
1.5. 2 minutes. 2 minutes everybody gets to speak. 2 minutes everybody gets to speak. Everybody speaks one time. Under the issue. Okay?
One
two. Okay.
Issue with that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Our constitution and bylaws clearly state that when everybody gets to speak one time, then everybody gets to speak a second time. If everybody who's over one,
okay.
However, unless they're speaking to the same,
correct.
They're repeating themselves.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So here we go. Half hour per issue. We'd invite everybody to speak one time for 2 minutes. If time permits and nobody else wants to speak, we'll be glad to offer a second opportunity to speak. Okay? We all agree to that. Okay, very good. What number are we on now? I'm confused, you guys. Okay, number one is 1422, urging the Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs to ratify and adopt the Queen's Constitution of 1893, member club by member club, as a governing document of the Hawaiian Kingdom for discussion at a Hawaiian convention. So I'll invite somebody from Mauna Loa Hawaiin Civic Club to speak in favor of it. Yes.
I'm going to hear.
Can a little bit louder so we can get your name over here. Oh, yeah, in fact, come over here. Then they can hear.
Don't worry. You get them. We'll get them.
She's speaking in favor of the motion? You're speaking in favor of the motion. Can you make the motion?
No motion on the floor.
Yeah. Can you make the motion to accept the adopt the resolution?
I make a motion to adopt resolution number 1422.
Okay.
Urging the Association of the Hawaiian Civic Clubs to ratify and adopt the Queen's Constitution of 1893, member club by member club, as the governing document of the Hawaiian Kingdom for discussion at a Hawaiian convention.
Okay. Is there a second?
Makana Parish Principal U Hawaiian Civic Club second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and second for the adoption of Resolution 14-22. Discussion and support. Name? Name?
Alice Roy. This is an educational project for discussion among the clubs to prepare for the convention. And that's all it is, really. Just to open up.
Thank you.
Point of clarification,
yeah,
from the committee. You're saying that it's an educational process? Educational project?
It's not.
But the title of the resolution is asking us to ratify. That's not education. That's asking us to ratify a document. That's taking action. There's a big difference between the two.
And you're right.
Just put it in.
I guess it's right or this could be. Well, I had a problem with the right words. But actually, it was to get you to open it up for discussion.
Okay, so that's a different. That's a different.
Yeah.
But that's not just what this is asking his body to do.
Yeah.
So maybe you guys want to come back. Well, we cannot change the title because that changes the resolution. But so maybe we not take action on this and Mauna Loa, just as a, Mauna Loa comes back to the association at a later date with what your actual intent is about opening up a dialogue.
Excuse me, can we ask something?
Yeah. Because I was just getting clarification. Sorry, Kalyan, I didn't proper one. I was just asking for clarification from the makers of the resolution.
Because, it was an educational project.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Yes, Kelly, thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank the drafter of this resolution.
Kelly, please recognize yourself.
Kelly Garfina, Hawaiian City Club.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank the drafter and her committee presenting this to us. I believe that they probably should have just used a different word, which is to consider, as opposed to ratify and adopt, and everything would be fine. Because it is important to consider this among other constitutions of the Kingdom of Hawaii. So, Kalei Aina has just pointed out that we can't change the title. So could he clarify why we can't change the title? Because if we were to say, for example, instead of to ratify and adopt, to consider, that would lay the concerns of us having to make a commitment ahead of time to adopt a particular constitution, but then at the same time, it would permit us to at least consider it.
The reason we cannot is our constitution and bylaws do not permit us to do this. Once resolutions are submitted and accepted by this body, which happened yesterday, the resolution has now become the property of the Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs. We now, as the body, have to act on the resolutions presented before us. By changing the title of a resolution, that changes the intent of the resolution.
We as a body do not have the authority to do that.
The committee doesn't have the authority.
Yeah,
the body has the authority.
No, it does not.
Got it.
We cannot change the intent. The resolution already belongs to us, so we cannot change the intent. So by changing, I like what Manalua said, but by changing it to an educational thing or to consider, changes the intent of the resolution presented before us today. The resolution presented before us today says something completely different. So we cannot change that. That's just how our laws that we follow as the Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs state, and we have to follow that.
I'd like to counter that. I do believe that once the resolutions have been presented to the body, we are entitled, as a part of the body, we are, this committee is a part of the body, we are entitled to take a look at it and to consider it. And to change one word, you know, ratify to consider, is not going to substantially change it. That's not my feeling. Otherwise, what would happen is, if we go along with what the interpretation is by Aina, we would not be able to do a majority of these things, because I don't think that should be presented as an obstacle.
So, Kenny, I have seen that one before, and I do agree with Kalei Aina. What he's explaining as the rules of our body is correct. Not that I agree with it. So I'm actually going to say that we cannot amend this title. And it has to be passed either like this or not like this.
Okay. Point of information?
Yes.
The representative wanted to issue the draft.
Oh, can you identify yourself, please?
I'm sorry. Hi, Ryan Kalikitana, Kailua Hawaiian Civic Club. Are you the drafter of
No, I'm not. Charlie
okay.
is, but...
Actually, the word ratify is a big difference, because when I read it, I thought it meant to replace existing position by this association, so that's huge.
Yep.
That's totally different from educating, which I support, the educating. But that's not what the title says. So...
Okay. Any further discussion?
Alana Lee, Proverb Hawaiian Civic Club. Proverb rises to speak against the motion to adopt this resolution. As we've heard from very numerous points of information, this resolution asks this body to, one, ratify a document from a different entity. We don't do that. We ratify our own documents. Two, it asks us to take action club by club. This body does not do that. Every club has autonomy to make its own decisions. We do not pass decisions telling clubs what they need to do. And so on those two bases, Pro Harbor Hawaiian Civic Club stands in opposition to this resolution. Mahalo.
Okay, discussion for the resolution? Yes.
Aloha, QBO on a Hubula. Okay, now, this resolution, I mean, okay, I hear what he's saying, because no more rules get chaos, yeah? But the intent of the entity is not to create chaos, but to further the ability of the generations to make conscious decisions. So I think that if you wait, some go in market and some go in someplace else. I think this thing, what he's saying, is to explain to the masses, not only in this civic club, but for the hui at large, not the 450 delegates, the 400,000 kanekas. So if you look at this general pencil, erase the word and put another word.
No.
Away.
Yeah, away.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yes, to speak against?
Okay, no, please. No.
Oh. Four.
So we had a four. And again, someone to speak against the resolution? Okay, we'll take another four. You want to speak for the resolution?
Yeah.
Okay.
This notion that Meliala Meyer Kule Maiali, I'm for and against in the sense that I'm for the EK of the resolution in terms of education, against it as written. So I want to know, as a new person here, Color Radio, because it's for informative for me to say what are our options to restate and or
vote it as it is.
Yeah, and then reconsider at a later date.
No, you vote it as it is. It's going to become a part of the record for this body. We're going to take it to the floor.
Reintroduce later?
It could. So she could, the maker could pull it and then it could come back next year with the proper title. We could, but we have to vote it down too.
Yes.
Yeah. So we have to vote it down and they can definitely reintroduce it next year.
Yeah.
Okay? Yes, Auntie.
Melissa Moniz, I live from Texas. I just have a question because it's coming to me too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Lucky we get the two experts in the house right here.
If it is passed to this body, at the floor when it comes up, is there discussion on changing things or it has to be voted through as how we voting it?
No, so it could come back up on the floor. It could come back on the floor. There are possibility to do a minority report to say that, you know, we thought it should have gone through, but we couldn't change the title, so right. We voted it down.
Yeah, because once you kill it in here, it's dead.
Well, no, you can bring it back next year. It can come back to life next year.
Maybe
on the floor. Oh, on the floor, right.
You can bring it back on the floor. You can ask for it to be brought up and
as a minority.
People can decide.
You could.
I just don't want it like a... Yeah. This is really important, okay? Because we will decide if something is going to be mocking or going to be alive.
You are correct.
Okay? So if you want to give them a chance, I want to know if it has a chance.
It has. It can provide a minority report and it could come back on the floor.
Okay.
Come back to life. Every bill could come
back. What's it called?
Kaiulupului, Texas.
So we was on the maybe, we stay against actually. Yeah.
No, I just have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Edith Kauai, White Man, White Civic Club. For the new members, would you address the issue of a minority report?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, so basically, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys over there, because I'm just swinging this way. Basically, so whatever the body does, this body does, they might go against, they might vote the resolution. You are able to put together a minority report saying why you supported the issue, and could they also ask for reconsideration on the floor in their minority report? I suppose.
Yeah.
You could put anything in your minority report that you want.
Yeah.
Everything that we vote on here in this committee is this committee's recommendation
correct.
To the delegation. So let's say, sorry, Mr. Chair.
No, please.
So let's say resolution XYZ, this body votes it down, not to pass. That is now this committee's recommendation to the delegation not to adopt. So the chair at plenary would make a motion not to adopt resolution XYZ. Then there's discussion, and people who are in favor can now get up and say, I am opposed to not voting this down. I think we should defeat this motion and bring the resolution back.
Correct. So putting the minority report actually allows it to be put in the record. Because then I will, when I'm presenting it, saying it was voted down, I will also say, I would also like to note that there is a minority report. Your minority report will be printed for the entire delegation that they could see the arguments that the minority is making.
Correct. So if this body does vote this resolution down, the recommendation from the committee and the motion on the floor tomorrow would be not to adopt this resolution. If you felt it should be adopted, then you would have you and your club vote against that motion to not adopt. Then if that motion fails, you could then try and bring a motion to the floor to now adopt that resolution.
Correct. So it has happened. Last year we had one where it did happen like that. It was, I think, with the prison visits.
Correct.
Any other questions? We're ready for the Noi Noi. Simon, identify yourself, please.
Hi, aloha. Noi Noi Wong Wilson from the Maestri Club of Hilo. This is the first time I've been at a convention for a long time. So I used to be very active when I was at the convention in Studio. I just wanted to make a statement. I am hearing the concerns about how the title is written, and perhaps, although we may not get into the actual meat of the resolution because of that, that there may be some issues with this particular resolution. But I want to state that for the first time in my experience with civic clubs, when we had our meetings, I recognize a real change amongst the members, and I'm talking about the young members in our kupuna being very willing and open to having this discussion. And so although this may be flawed for technical reasons, Hawaiian Civic Club of Hilo actually supports the concept and the idea. So I just want to put that out there. And however it can be brought back for a more open and full discussion. And
so let me be clear, this resolution does not have to be defeated. You guys can still pass it as is. But we have heard from parts of the body that the intent might not be what's in the title. But you could pass it as is.
And I'm not clear what ratify means versus consider. So we have layers who might make that difference. And then
so we can't change the word, though.
Right.
We can't change the word.
But I don't even know what the difference is in meaning. And I'm not sure what it means for us logistically when it says club by club, whether it's a poll, and we all get the poll club by club. I just wanted to put it out there that
okay, thank you.
Support the intent.
Thank you. Okay, somebody speaking against the resolution? I'm assuming that was a four, that's why. No. Okay. Somebody speaking against the resolution? So we'll take one more for. You had a question over here, Auntie? Did we get your question taken care of? You're good? Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
For the resolution? Yes.
Kaniela Sharp from Leaping Pow Hawaii Civic Club. So if we, I'm in favor of the resolution, and I'm asking the question, if we vote this resolution down, and we, with the anticipation that next year we're going to change the title and we're going to bring it back in, and we're mostly in agreement with that, I mean, I don't know, but we feel like we're in agreement with that, is that too late? Well, what I'm asking is, would the process, would us voting as an association, would we be behind what's occurring rather than in front of what's occurring? I mean, if we make this statement now, we're going to be making a statement, whether it's flawed or whether the process is flawed, or if we make it in a year from now, are we making a statement too late? Are we making a statement, or are we not getting in front of it? So I would urge you to vote yes on this resolution.
Thank you.
Thank you for your
someone to speak against the resolution?
Yes.
Thank you.
Ihi nui kanyeli iwa kini kona aina ahahui ki vila haba iwa mo kea kalamai. Ratify means that it is noted, we all know the reason, we all know what this is all about, and that we are telling the clubs, this is what you should do. We are not educating them. And they want, the club that put this in, wants us to be educated as well as to educate our members. So there are two different meanings in this thing. What they are saying in this resolution is not their intent.
Okay. Yes. Somebody to speak for the resolution? Are you waiting for the vote, you guys?
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Mr. Chair, McConnell Parish Episcopal Hawaiian Civic Club. Would it be possible for this committee to vote on the support of the content of this resolution so that such notice can be placed in a minority report that the content is actually agreeable to this committee? Makana Parish Prince Kuhio Wine Civic Club. I was asking the chair whether or not he would entertain a vote on whether or not this body here, this committee, would support the content of the resolution, understanding that the technical difficulties does not warrant its passage. so that such vote could be indicated in the minority report if someone would like to draft it.
Yeah,
I'm asking whether or not you would permit it.
I would go with the feeling of this body, actually. So,
If that is the ruling, then I would actually say that Priscilla Hill Hawaiian Civic Club stands in opposition of the resolution because of the technical difficulties. But given the technical difficulties, we would also like to suggest that this body could actually support the concept so that we can use that manako in the deliberations in the upcoming year and have a document that verifies that.
So we just noted in the minutes you may do that.
So I stand in against, but okay. No need vote.
Okay, for the resolution? I think we're ready for a vote, you guys. Okay? So we're looking at resolution 1422, urging the Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs to ratify and adopt the Queen's Constitution of 1893, member club by member club, as a governing document of the Hawaiian Kingdom for discussion at a Hawaiian convention. The motion is to adopt the measure. All in favor of the motion, signify by raising your blue card, please. Blue card. Yeah, why don't we take a count over here? You guys got, yeah, please.
Raise your hand.
Blue cards, raise your hand. Four.
That person doesn't have a card.
Who doesn't have a blue card?
Now you can see it.
Okay. Those in favor, put on your card. Those against, please raise your card.
Blue card.
Go ahead, Connie's vote. Go ahead and note it.
You can't talk any place.
In our bylaws, the
at-large can vote in any meeting. Got it, yeah. Okay, Kanalua? Any Kanalua? Kanalua? One Kanalua? Kanalua? Okay.
One.
Can you give me the vote, Anthony Chess? Or can you give me the vote?
14-4,
18 against. Okay, so 14-4, 18 against. The recommendation is not to adopt resolution number 1422.
Chair? Yes. A point of interest?
Yes.
That took 23 minutes.
Perfect. It's not like we're adding the 7. We're just putting the 7 in the bonus. Okay, 1423, a resolution adopting the May 5th, 2014 official inquiry submitted by Office of Hawaiian Affairs Chief Executive Officer Dr. Kamanao Ponokrab to Secretary of State John F. Kerry, United States Department of State, submitted by Huipu Laka Hawaiian Civic Club. Huipu, somebody to introduce it and then to speak to it. I'm sorry,
Where's the attendance log?
Oh, this coming. Oh, Mahialani has it. Mahialani's taking care of it. It's coming. Mahialani's going to take care of it.
Okay.
Kalamai, Skippy.
Aloha, Aloha. We will introduce this because it's correct what he did. You know, what Kamanao did was correct and courageous. But this is the first logical step in dialogue. The question is like, Did you steal? Did you lie? So how come on out with extra questions?
We might.
You know all the points. I go by smell.
You go by the words.
But the thing is, the question he asked. You know, and we support the efforts of this Kanaka. Because, you know, he get paid by them guys and he risk. You know, he never just yell yell. He was willing to risk his paycheck. So we felt that he should have more support by people in awareness. You know, not just a la la land. So we write these to let him know that he get Akamai Kanekos behind.
Got it. So can you make a motion? Skipping to accept adopt.
Okay, I make a motion for adopt.
1423. Okay. Is there a second?
Second motion.
Name and club.
Can I? Yes.
Okay. Discussion again. So we have a for and against over here. Kaleaina.
Kaleaina Lee for our Hawaiian Civic Club. Parava rises to speak against the motion to adopt for two reasons. One, for the same reason as the last resolution. This is asking this body to adopt a document that was produced by an individual. That's important. This is a letter written by Kamanao Crab, not presented as an official document from OHA. And two, it's asking us to adopt this, but it doesn't clarify in what capacity. So how are we gonna adopt a letter? Then what? There's no result of the action of adopting it. So for those two reasons, Proverb stands in opposition to this resolution.
Okay, speaking for? Anybody speaking for? Yes?
All this will come over you, sorry.
Take your time.
Edith Kauai, Hawaiian Civic Club Delegate. Waimea is in support of it. As the inquiry can be taken as either a letter, a thing, or the intent of the work, the intent of what he did. And I think that we could deal with it, we can deal with it if we accept that the inquiry and interpret it as the intent of the inquiry.
Okay, thank you. Speaking against? Yes?
Hululezi, Trustee, Oha. I believe that Kamanao wrote
Central Maui Hawaiian Civic Club at Hulu. Oh.
There you go. There you go, as you
Central Maui. I believe that Kamanao wrote that letter in an official capacity as the CEO of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. The disagreement between he and the trustees is not anything to be dealt with here, but he, as the CEO, had every right to write that letter to the Secretary of Kerry.
Yes. Speaking for the resolution?
I was just clarifying the position based on that gentleman's reference to his official capacity.
Thank you. Makala?
Makala is speaking in favor to adopt and in light of what Google Lindsay from Central Valley has said, that it is actually a document from OHA, and it's also showing its intent. So I would motion to adopt this resolution.
Point of clarification.
Go ahead.
Can we get clarification on that? I agree with Kaleana Lee Proper and Civic Club. I agree with Trustee Lindsay. He is the CEO and was acting in capacity of the CEO. But this letter came from the CEO, not from OHA. There is a difference. She's correct. The CEO has the right to submit a letter as the CEO. This does not come from OHA. There's a difference. So can we get clarification on that, please?
Trustee? And member of Central Maui.
That's why I'm asking.
Actually, the trustees took a position to lay off of the nation buildings, leaving the responsibility in the hands of our CEO.
So I feel he definitely had the authority to write that letter in behalf of OHA.
Okay. Point of clarification.
Go ahead.
So if the trustees laid off of this this letter was not an official letter from OHA. It was a letter from the CEO of OHA. Again, that's a different issue. This isn't technicalities. This is asking us, our body, to vote and to adopt a document. We've already established we don't adopt other people's documents, but now we want to know. You know, I'm speaking for Pearl Harbor Wine Civic Club. Pearl Harbor wants to know, is this OHA's stance or is this Kamanao'o Crab's stance? There is a huge difference. Pearl Harbor needs to know that before we can make that decision. If the trustees are laying off, then I need clarification. We have a trustee in the room. The trustees laid off and they left it in the hands of the CEO. Then it's the CEO's decision, not OHA.
Okay. I'll let the trustee answer and then I'm going to move on from here, though. Go ahead, Ntihulu.
Kamanao'o Crab is OHA.
Okay. Point of clarification. So I'm going to leave that there, you guys. It is what it is. And you may put your... you may speak for or for against based on these statements.
Mr. Chair, the statement was made and a clarification is
go ahead, go ahead.
Kamanao'o Crab is the CEO of OHA. He is not OHA. OHA is an elected body by the state, by every member of the state of Hawaii. Yes. He was not elected by the state of Hawaii. He is not OHA.
That's right.
That is an incorrect statement.
Okay, fine. I'll go speak over here, Auntie Uluf.
Sorry, I'm a group card, so I'm going to say the same thing that I'm on
here. Yes. Yes.
Office of Foreign Affairs has to be elected in. Only the trustees. Only the trustees. And only the trustees doesn't make up the whole Office of Foreign Affairs.
Okay, Akala, you had something back there? Oh, yes. I'm going to go away. Anybody new wants to speak? Eric,
I'm sorry if I can't stand, okay?
No, I'll let you go.
But does it really matter? This is a letter from Kamanao'o. I'm sorry. Kuhi Popalo, Kahai Popalo, California Hawaii Civic Club, Marina Valley, California. Does it really matter that he sent a letter on his own being? You know, it's like me being the Pelikikena sending a letter out. It's me personally.
Are you for or against the resolution?
I am for it.
Okay.
I am for it. It's me asking for you guys to support my letter, okay. Not OHA's letter. My letter.
Okay. Thank you. Against? I'm going against? Okay.
I believe the actual author of the letter is in the room. It was made public, and I would like to ask him to make comment on it.
Mr. Chair,
I'm gonna hold on that one, but thank you because that's really not the issue. We're gonna just stick to the issue of the resolution. Thank you, though.
I think it makes a difference.
I'm gonna leave that. Yeah, I'm rude on that one. Okay, did it?
A CEO is hired and given the authority to do certain things, and if the trustee said you are authorized to act. We give you that authority.
Are you speaking for or against anything? Are you for enough clarification?
I'm doing clarification.
For?
Yes. Okay, let's go to for.
Okay.
In terms of for, if he is authorized by the body of the trustees to act in their behalf, then is he act of OHA?
Okay, thank you. So we'll do two against because we had two fours over here. Against the resolution. Yes.
Michelle Kohari, Ahukui Sabila Okamele. Our club speaks in opposition to the resolution. We understand that it was a courageous stance taken by Kamanao'o. We don't object to the question itself. But we are clear that the Secretary of State's job is to defend the United States in its international affairs. So as any attorney who is defending any one of us, if asked if we committed a crime that he was defending us for, would not be able to respond. So adopting this, I would agree with folks before me that there's really no action.
Okay, thank you. I'll take one more against since we have two fours. Do you have an against over here?
Kaimo Mio Singh Kalihi Palama. We speak in opposition of this adoption for a reason that there's just too many unknowns about the question, what could become of the questions when answered. So okay. We're happy
Thank
to
you. Is there any more discussion for? We're looking for a four. Are we ready for the vote over here?
Yeah.
Okay. So the motion on the floor is to adopt Resolution 1423. All in favor of the motion, signify by raising your blue card. Please raise them up high so we can count it.
No, blue card.
Blue card.
No,
oh, at larges, at larges. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I would give them stick ups.
You good? Okay. Okay, we pop. All against the motion to adopt, please raise your card. Blue card, high up.
Motion passes.
Yep, motion passes. But hold it up and doing it at the top. I'm sorry. Yeah, hold it up. Too. Kanalua? Count the Kanalua. Two, I think. Two Kanalua.
Two.
Okay, the motion is adopted. The recommendation to the body is to adopt the motion. Okay. Sorry? Oh, the count? 33-4, 9 against, and 2 Kanalua.
Okay.
33-9-4. Okay, and how much
for it? Put on the top, right there.
Okay, okay.
All right. Oh, we're 20. Okay, moving to number 3, 1424. Request that President Barack Obama honor the executive agreements between U.S. President Grover Cleveland and Queen Liliuokalani to protect the activities that relate to the process of restoring the Hawaiian Kingdom governing entity. Somebody here from Queen Emma, Hawaiian Civic Club?
Here.
Kioni, can you make the motion and then speak to the motion?
I'd like to do this. I'd like to
can you make them? Nah, go ahead.
You did that.
I did.
Kioniga, Queen Emma, Hawaiian Civic Club. I'd like to move to adopt Resolution 11-24.
Thank you. Second?
Dolly Crawford, San Diego.
Dolly Crawford, San Diego. Second. Okay, can you only speak to the motion, please?
This is what I want to do.
Okay.
I would like to reserve my 2 minutes for the end.
Okay.
I'd like people to speak and I'll speak at the end.
Okay. I'll let you do that. Then I'm going to ask somebody to speak against the motion. That was a second anti Dolly Crawford. Someone to speak against the motion? Oh, really? Oh, there you go, Karina.
It's Pearl Harbor speaking, not Pearl Harbor.
Does somebody have an extra red card you can have?
Okay, he corrected his mother today.
Kaleana Lee, Pearl Harbor Hawaiian Civic Club. Pearl Harbor stands in opposition to the resolution. Although we agree that it's not necessarily a bad thing, but the resolution itself doesn't speak to what that agreement between Governor Grover Cleveland and Lili Opalani was. I know there are some people that are very familiar with that agreement from history and everything, but us generally don't know it. Well, I mean, I know myself, I know it from Hawaiian history, but I do not know every single bit of language in that. And when it comes to international agreements, that is very, very important before we start telling our president to honor it. So without knowing every line of that, of what that agreement is, because that agreement may not necessarily have been in the best favor of the Hawaiian kingdom. The queen may have been trying to compromise somehow to get what, you know, that's how politics works. That's how politics works. So without Pearl Harbor knowing what that was, they didn't feel that we could stand in favor of this. So Robert stands in opposition.
So guys, if you can, please have respect for the speaker. Good night.
So Pearl Harbor stands in opposition to asking our president to honor the agreements that we don't know 100% of what it was. Of what it was. So Harbor stands in opposition. Maui.
Okay. Someone to speak for the motion? Yes.
I think every opportunity you have to offer the truth, you gotta do. Now I understand, brother, from Pearl Harbor. They get Pilikia, but Pilikia happened over there.
That was directed towards the club, not Kalei Aina directly, right?
What's the area?
Okay, your point, delegate, your point. Okay?
No, no, what's happening in the Hawaiian kingdom. Okay? Well, that's where the miscommunication is. So, Barack gotta understand that too. When they were bombed Pearl Harbor, they don't want bombing any old colony. They were bombing Abraham Lincoln and George Washington. So, when we talking to Barack, so he can make the clear lines of black and white, so we don't make them gray. What would happen in that time and era? I don't like have doubt that maybe the queen would go, shit, give me $5, I'll give you the kingdom. So what brother is saying is for us as a people, support that the good luck will happen. That's what I
don't
know
when
I was going. I got F. I only went 9. What?
We wouldn't know.
When I'm here, we as a people have to reinforce the good luck that can come, as opposed to finding ways to shoot down the good luck.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Someone to speak against the resolution?
So powerful.
Yes.
With clarification.
Okay.
I spoke to Kiona about it. Kiona Sai, Kalei Malele, Brendan is correct. There are terminologies that are in there, and it needs to be understood when you're talking treaties, executive agreement, solo executive agreements, and so forth. I definitely agree with the substance of it, but Kiona and I talked about there are other treaties that also has to be incorporated in this, namely the Hague and Geneva Conventions, which have been ratified by the United States. Now, as far as the executive agreements, back in 2010, there was a resolution passed by the association acknowledging the executive agreements that explained it. Now, my background of the executive agreements, it's actually the topic of my doctoral research in political science and law. And it's also the subject of law review articles that have already been law reviewed. So it's not really a subject of debate, but rather just information. So in that sense, I'm against it, but I'm for it.
Okay. I don't know if we'll put that one, but we're going to stay with the against again. So to speak against the resolution? Okay, if there's no one against, Kiona, I'm going to ask you to do yours, and then we're going to call for the vote.
First thing I'd like to say is the 2010 resolution that the entire delegation adopted explained what the agreements were. So our delegation was well aware of what that agreement was. Queen and Lord Queen. Number two, the reference to the executive agreements is a historical event.
And that historical event will result in flipping the paradigm. If our people acknowledge and accept executive agreements, as we've already done in 2010 by our entire delegation, it will put a new spotlight on the issue that should be addressed and has been addressed by that. So I would like to once again, on behalf of the Hawaiian Civic Club, ask that this delegate, this here, accept and adopt this resolution.
Okay, I'm going to call for the question on this. So the motion on the floor is to adopt resolution number 1424. All in favor of the motion, please signify by raising your blue card. Nice and high, please. And allow our people to count.
I'm going to use my red one. Can I find the blue one now? I can use the red one. I'm a delegate as well. I lost my
money. You gotta put this on your card then.
Why have it? Hey, I'm a delegation. I got it.
She's in the round this way.
Okay, what's the four? What's the number?
32.
Okay, all against, raise your hand. Nice and high, please. Nine?
Yes.
Okay, Kalalua. Three, Kalalua. Okay, the motion is to adopt. Okay, moving on to 1428. And what was our time on that, Antilitres? 1428. What was our time on that, Antilitres? Acknowledging the continuity of the Hawaiian kingdom as an independent and sovereign state. It was put forward by Kale Maile, Ali'i Hawaiian Civic Club. Do you have a representative from Kale Maile? Okay, can you make the motion and then speak to the motion, or if you like do what Keone did, you can do that too.
Make a motion to support
To adopt
the
resolution
1428.
Okay. I second the motion. Okay. Okay, do you want to speak to the
motion? Okay. The motion is really historical and legal. It's not something you're looking into the future. It's actually acknowledging what already happened. The basis of the resolution is acknowledging the fact that Hawaii was recognized as an independent state since 1843. It had its own national holiday, the king called Lakuakoa, and 1893 was supposed to be a great celebration for the 50th anniversary. We actually read it in all the Hawaiian newspapers. What happened in 1893 was not the overthrow of the Hawaiian kingdom as a state, but rather its government. Now, there's a very, very clear distinction between a government and a country. You can overthrow a government without overthrowing a country. That's exactly what happened contemporary with Iraq in 2003. So the Iraqi government was overthrown by the U.S. military, militarily annihilated. It did not equate to the overthrow of Iraq as a sovereign and independent state. What you call that is occupation. Okay. Now that is basically what happened in 1893, which led the president to negotiate with the queen for those executive agreements that was made reference to by Delegate Hagar. You wouldn't negotiate with the queen if the kingdom was gone. What you would negotiate with the queen is she's the head of the government that was usurped by U.S. military. Okay, so all the resolution is doing is acknowledging that acknowledging the historical relevance, but also the legality of what that means, unless the United States can show that they have extinguished the Hawaiian kingdom as a state, not that they overthrew the government. We know they overthrew the government. They apologize for that. But that did not equate to the overthrow of the state. That's very important. And the only way that you can acquire another state, which is a country, you need a treaty. Instead, what the United States enacted was a congressional joint resolution. A congressional joint resolution after two failed attempts to try to do it by treaty. Again, a joint resolution is...
So you have 2 minutes if you can wrap up, please, for us.
So a joint resolution is U.S. law limited to U.S. territory. So the United States in 1898 could no more annex Hawaii, a foreign country, by passing a law. Then it could pass a joint resolution annexing Spain. That's really the concept, and that's what we teach in political science. These are just legal and historical issues. Wow.
Thank you. We'll give him against the extra 15 seconds in terms of that. Someone to speak against the resolution? Oh, are we ready for the vote? Oh, are you going to speak against?
No.
No. Are you going to speak against, sir?
Changes.
I have a question. Go ahead. Can you your name and club, please?
Excuse me, Tom Anthony, I'm curious. Could you perhaps expound on some of the implications of an organization essentially organized under the laws and constitutions of the United States? Some of the consequences of an organization such as this adopting a resolution that implies perhaps that we are engaged in aiding and abetting this continuing occupation. Are there consequences for us if we support such a resolution?
No.
No.
Thank you. Actually, the body's good. I think you guys ready for a question over here. Sounds. Oh, okay. Against? Yes.
Kaivo Milstein, Kalihi Palama. We support the intent, but... Kaivo Milstein, Kalihi Palama. We like the intent, but we are concerned about the word continuity in this resolution. Our position is that it's a strong word in continuity of taking that position, and we're just concerned that it's predetermining where we would like to have, at least on our club's position, Mana'o, is to leave it up to the people as to what kind of determination is. But just the word continuity, we would like to have that deleted out of the resolution in all of the...
In the title.
In the title, title and
we
all
We cannot take that out.
That's our concern.
Okay. In support? Give me another chance, Ken. Do you want to go? Oh, or Maile, do you want to speak in part? Yeah, go ahead.
Mele.
Mele, Maile. Hello, Maile. Mele, can you?
Hello, Meliana Lily Meyer from Kale Maile Ali. I enthusiastically support this resolution. I just want to honor the fact that the notion of continuity is really important and that we shouldn't be afraid of words that will help to define the fact that this country has never been extinguished, and that this is really part of the factual history of our nation. Thank you.
Thank you. Someone to speak against the motion? Yes.
Hello, I love Ramanala Hawaiian Civic Club. Just a point of clarification, can you define your no? Because I'm just having a hard time believing that there's no implications to support this.
Go ahead, Calvin.
Big, description.
Can we get the 2 minute answer, please, Dr. I know that's hard, but I know it's hard.
The question is that it's a vague as it's written, and no is very definite, but somewhere in between there, I feel like there's implications.
So I'm going to ask you, are you speaking for or against the resolution? It just sounds like there's a position. Okay. Okay, so that's four. I'm going to, you go ahead and speak against, and then go ahead, turn to four.
No, point will take it.
Okay.
It is a historical and legal look. That's all it is. We teach this at the university. It's part of my larger law courses. It's being law reviewed, peer reviewed by my doctoral dissertation, blah, blah, blah. Okay. It's acknowledging the continuity of the Hawaiian kingdom as an independent state, because that's what international law says. So the word continuity is actually a part of international law. Now, as far as getting into the ramifications, no. There are no ramifications, just being aware of what's going on. I mean, we teach this in school. It's at the law school. It's people learn it. So the only ramification you get is now you get into implications. Now, are there implications to this understanding? Absolutely. But it's not because you support or you don't support what happened. You know, there are definitely implications. There is no doubt implications in this.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify your no. It seems like a very definite.
I thought because I referred strictly to the resolution.
Right.
No, there's no consequences for passing a resolution. That's what I meant. Not that there's no implications. Oh, we got all kind of research going on at the university. But that's another motion. That's another resolution.
Okay, guys, so good. That was four. Someone against the motion? Someone against the motion? Someone against the motion? I'm going to call for a question, you guys. I think we're ready for this. I'm going to just call for the motion because it looks like it's going to pass anyway. Thank you, though. So, all in favor of the motion to adopt the resolution, please signify by raising your blue card. Okay, let us count. It's going to pass. I should have gone reverse, actually. Oh, no. Get bonus. Okay. So you can have unanimous. That would be too exciting. Delicious. What you guys got?
34.
Okay, Aole, signify by no, raise your blue card high. Kelly, you holding your card up back there? Are you scratching your head? Okay. Checking.
No, he had it twice. He had it up for.
Yeah, he was. He's not up.
Oh, yeah.
Eight. Kanalua? Is that two?
Two.
Okay. Recommendation is to adopt. Thank you. Okay, moving on to the last resolution, number 1431. Repeal the Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs resolution dated October 29, 2005, urging Congress and the state of Hawaii to support passage of the Native Hawaiian Government Reorganization Act of 2005. Puipu Laka, introduce this treasurer. Who's going to speak to it? So can I ask that you move and then
adopt the motion
1431. Okay, second.
I don't have a blue card. I think
so. Can I skip? You need to do it.
Let him the blue card.
Yeah. Okay. Right. You can let him the blue card. Okay. Go ahead. Make them adopt. Are you moving to adopt resolution 1431? Sir, are you moving to adopt resolution 1431?
Yes, I second.
Is there a second? Okay, it's been moved and seconded to adopt resolution 1431. Do you want to speak to the motion?
Well, I just want to say that, you know, there's a great contradiction that we have to face now. I think we're for or against this, and we should resolve it.
Okay. Speak against. Anybody to speak? Yes, Kalani.
Kalani, Pearl Harbor Hawaiian Civic Club. Pearl Harbor rises in opposition to the resolution. For the simple fact that the association is not in the habit of repealing its own resolutions. The body passed this, 9 years ago. This is a position that the association took. And the association is not in the habit of now going and repealing what they said previously. So, Pearl Harbor stands in opposition to this. Mahalo.
May I respond? We're going to give everybody a chance first. So, someone to speak for? Enti?
I don't understand this word habit. Maybe we need to change the habits.
So you may speak. Can you speak to the against the resolution? You're, oh, I'm sorry, there is, I'm sorry. Floor,
yes, because it's not a habit, okay, does not mean it cannot happen. Because I do not see anything in the Constitution and bylaws that says that things that we have done cannot be repealed and changed, okay, just like you change constitutional bylaws as you move along, as the years go by.
Okay.
Time.
Okay.
Point of clarification. Point of clarification. Just to clarify, there is a difference between changing a stance and repealing a decision. Yes, there is. Those of you that are shaking your head saying no, there is not, speak to any of the lawyers in the room. There is a difference between changing our stance and repealing a decision. A historical and legal difference. Big difference. I'm all for the association moving forward and taking new stances. Absolutely. Repealing a decision that this body made in the past is a big, big difference.
What I found objecting to is your word habit.
Oh. So, sir, that's a point of the kind, sir. It's to the body, and we get your point. We get your point. Thank you. Okay, someone to speak against. Yes.
Daniela Sharp, Lipa Wahi Hawaiian Civic Club. Our club stands in opposition to this resolution, not based on the fact of moving forward, but we see that it was our position to support this, and in the view of continuity of a nation, this was an attempt by the Hawaiian nation to gain recognition in whatever means that they saw available at the time. Senator Akaka has passed. The two senators that are sitting in the U.S. Congress.
Senator Inouye
has passed the Akaka bill. Senator Akaka is no longer in Congress. The two senators that we have sitting in Congress now do not have the same political clout that our two former senators had. And this bill most likely will not be taken up. So we don't see the need for the association to make a statement as large as repealing something that we already decided on.
Thank you. Someone to speak for? Go ahead.
So I understand your point as well as today. I know the fact that the Akaka bill did not happen.
We know already, we get them.
The fact that the Akaka bill did not pass has become a part of history.
Yes.
Okay? And so the actions taken by this body once upon a time also become part of history because now the fact has become moot. So there really is no need to repeal something that is part of history at this point. And going forward, I don't believe will make a difference because now we are on a different course as well. So this could have been written in a positive way, not so much to repeal, but to take a different stance of looking forward. But it wasn't, and that's okay. Accepting that, I think what Kalei'aina is saying is that this is something from the past, and we don't have to go back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks, Auntie Enid. I'm going to take that as an against, so I'm going to take 2-4s. I'm not against. Thank you.
Clarification, Mr. Chair. I've had two speakers so far speak to the Akaka bill. Mm-hmm. Is this speaking to the state?
Yes.
Yes.
The Native Hawaiian Government Reorganization Act of 2005 was a state action by the
mm-hmm.
governor.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't speak to the Akaka bill.
Okay. Point of clear point of clarification. Someone speaking for? Yes.
Kion Sai Kalei Mali, Hawaiian Civic Club, speaking for. The continuity of the Hawaiian Kingdom as a state, as a country, means it's a separate country under international law. It's not part of the United States. That's just a historical and legal situation. Congress, in enacting or proposing to enact an Akaka bill, is still a law limited to U.S. territory, no different than the Joint Resolution of Annexation in 1898. It's still a congressional process. Now, the State of Hawaii, Native Hawaiian Reorganization Act, is a state statute, as pointed out by Delegate V. But a state statute, the State of Hawaii was created by Congress in 1959. So the authority of the state is congressional. Okay, so now we get into the issue of the Hawaiian Kingdom being a not a part of the United States because there's no evidence to show that it is a part of the United States, it does not make sense that this resolution or the past resolution remains, because to repeal is to admit that there's new information that was not at that time known when that previous resolution was passed. You know, that's really all it is. So when we're looking at the issue of authority, okay, we need to understand that Congress could no more annex away than it could create an Akaka bill, than it could create a state. So these are the implications that we're speaking to, that we cover in class.
Okay.
But the issue at hand is this particular resolution, and that's why I'm for, Kalei Malele is for the resolution, because of the new information that we now have that we didn't have at that particular time.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's no casting blame. It's just, we didn't know. Now we know.
Thank you. So I want to speak for? For?
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead. Question.
My question is...
Auntie, can you recognize yourself and stand, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. I'm Lonnie Ryan from Anaheim, California, okay. Hawaiian Civic Club. My question is, you're saying this is, it is an annex, or it was an annex, it was a territory, and then it became a state by vote of the people of Hawaii to make us a state. Now, at that time, why didn't the ballot or the, what is it called? When we wanted to get statehood.
Whatever side, yeah.
Why at that time did people who represented statehood include the fact that they wanted to use the Constitution of Hawaii rather than the Constitution of the United States? Because when you become a state, you become a state, a country, ruled by their constitution.
Okay.
So why didn't people think to do that?
So you know, I'm an administrator. I'm not a political science professor, so I don't know the answer to that. And I'm not sure how pertinent that is to our discussion. But can I hold that? I got it, Auntie. And then maybe you and the political science professor can have it. I'm going to arrange that for free. Thank you, though. So someone to speak for the yes for.
So there was an issue raised that I need to be prepared to address. I think. Ms. Kauai is correct that Akaka Bill is dead. So our position on it should be replaced by the current position of the club. So as not to confuse us, you know. I didn't get an opportunity to speak to the prior legislation, the prior resolution in support of Dr. Sy's, whatever he was saying.
But can you tie it into this one? Go ahead.
It's important for us as an organization to have a clear mind about what we are going to do about our future. Those resolutions are to clear our minds of this, to purge ourselves from misinformation, from historical, erroneous historical conclusions. Right, most of the history we're burdened with today are the conclusions of missionaries or anthropologists or other types of ologists. You know, we are here because we are facing a future that is at this moment uncertain, and these are the things that we must know. This is our attempt to clarify our position so that we may move forward on a clear path, not the nonsense that we've been burdened with all these years. So we should adopt positions that clarify how we move to the future, not burden ourselves, you know, with redundancy. Same thing, expecting a different result. We got to stop that. So where we were, where we supported a formal position that's no longer available to us, at least without rescinding it, we should say, listen, we're adopting this position now because that position is dead.
Okay.
You know, so,
thank you.
Again, but it passed, so it's
thank you.
So
thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
That is not
a... So I'm going to go for an against.
Mr. Chair, I'm asking for clarification.
What's the clarification?
I'm asking the chair to clarify. Again, that was very eloquently spoken about the Akaka bill. Please clarify for the voting body, please.
What's the point of clarification?
Where in this resolution does it talk to the Akonkwa bill?
It doesn't.
So please clarify that this issue is not about the Akonkwa
bill. I think everybody understands that, and I think this group understands that.
I do not believe so, because that's the fourth person who's talking about it, so I don't believe that, yes. Mr. Chair.
Okay. You guys understand that, so. But if you still want to speak to it, you can speak to it. Call them mine. Okay. We're going to go for the against.
Hello, thank you, Mr. Chair. Makana Parish, Prince William Hawaiian Civic Club. We rise in opposition to the resolution. Although we do support the intent, we believe the approach goes against how we can actually arrive at a new position. It was the position of the body back then, with the information known, that this was one option for us to pursue. What is not clear here is what information did we get with this body constituted today that would make us change our position on how the quote-unquote Akaka a resolution.
We just had referring. To
no, 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 no. That's what it says. Akaka resolution, which is referring to the state law at that particular time. So it's not so much about. It doesn't clarify to this body about what new information and why we ought to change our position on what happened then. It speaks to our values, which is, do we trust that our ancestors at that time knew what they could do at that time? We can judge them based on their actions with the knowledge. We get different information today. As Delegate Tsai pointed out, there are possible ramifications for incorporation within the state. Now, that's a very large issue. If we bring it up in this resolution without more information, we have now a conflict with implication with our constitution for this association, because this constitution of the association says it is incorporated within the state of Hawaii and the laws thereof.
Yes, 2 minutes.
So, without actually explaining more about why we arrived here in this document, it's going to be irresponsible for us to send it out there without clarifying the information we are getting in here.
Mahalo. My car. Okay, someone to speak for the motion. Miley, you're going to speak for?
Okay, anybody call me Miley one more time. You get it.
Sorry. Kalyan is going to call me out next time, guarantee.
Point of clarification, what I'd like to ask this group is, the document, as Makana stated, is, and you know, the eloquence with which you all speak is just brilliant. So I'm really appreciating it, because those points of clarification are not privy to the larger body. That's a problem to me. That's already a problem. So what I feel is that these issues need to be more fully discussed, because these are huge points of not only law, but for our civic clubs. So I'm just thinking, whoa. I mean, there's a lot to be discussed that I had no idea just reading this as, you know, just as a regular person inside that big room. So I have to say, these sessions are much more informative and belong on some level, and I don't know how, to the larger body, because when we go in there and vote and things, people don't have the benefit of what we've all heard. And it's just brilliant, because for both sides, and there needs to be clarification. These are really important issues. I am in support, but I can tell you this notion of repeal, because of Makana, has also caused me to think, okay, maybe is it possible for point of clarification for us to amend and or clarify certain things and rewrite within documents? I don't know, which is why.
You can amend the document if you don't change the title. That is correct.
Amend it in this?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, maybe. Okay, you guys will have to do this. Because I think we should amend, but I don't know how to use a language action.
Okay, we're going to go continue. I don't know, Miley. That was kind of against the rule. Miley, Miley, Miley. I'm going to write it down. Okay, so is there a four? Four? Back there, I think four.
The reason Kailua probably Texas, but there's someone who is because these are, this is one of the resolutions
that the Association of Hawaiian Civic Club Board used to support federal recognition. Without my okay, without coming to my club and asking me what I think. So whatever they feel like, they can go back to this resolution.
Actually, there are about 9 or 19 resolutions that need a sound after. It is. That's a point.
That's why I have a problem with this, and this is why Kahula is for this change.
Okay.
Fix it.
Point well taken. Okay, someone to speak against.
This is a point of you might sound just a little bit cat here at Tony's presentation.
Are you kidding me? Move! Everybody! 1, 2, 3, boo! Thank you. So someone to speak for, we were for, against the resolution, adoption. Against? Oh wait, you were speak for, or you change your mind now?
I'm going to speak against it.
Okay.
I think there's been enough information given over here, so even in spite of the fact that this thing has come from our club, I think it needs more work. Because what we have is a changing position in our club. And we have, as Dr. Tsai correctly pointed out, new information, and information that I think requires a broader discussion. So perhaps, you know, the matter should be tabled, and we can maybe send it to committee and develop.
Can't get tabled. We got to reject it, and you can bring it back. You can bring it back.
Done.
And we can note that in the minutes.
Yes. So okay. I mean, so I'm even withdraw. Is it?
No, cannot already. It's too late.
He can withdraw his motion. I think this is an important.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Correct.
This is an important something that we must deal with, because our future is this. There are so many facts about the rule change under the DOI that we are simply either not being given or are just unknown to us anyway, generally. And we need to put that in its proper context. The Civic Club, as Mr. Farton has correctly pointed out, is kind of a hub of Hawaiian... It's the hub of the Hawaiian mindset.
Okay.
You know, where we have. Yeah, I'll stop.
Okay, Delegate Anthony. So, you know, I did make a mistake. If you want to withdraw your motion, you may withdraw your motion, if that's your. But if we're going to vote it down, you may as well leave it and we just vote it down.
Let's vote on it. But I'm.
Yeah.
I would like to perfect it, but everybody wants to vote on it, I'm not going to withdraw it.
Okay. Are we ready for a vote?
Yeah.
Okay, and then we can stop making noise.
Yeah.
Okay, so the motion on the floor is to adopt Resolution 1431. Okay? The motion on the floor is to adopt 1431. All in favor of the motion, signify by raising your blue card.
What, this is for?
Correct. No, you was against. Four.
Seven,
okay. Against, raise your cards. We have five. What you got over? 28. The motion is in carried. Kanalua. 1, 2, 3, 4.
5.
Not a dot. Guys, that brings us away, but I gotta thank my guys, Kihau Lam, our secretary, our vote counters, Uncle Bruce and Auntie Litres, our signer in, Auntie Mahia Lani, and our two parliamentarians. Mahalo. Okay, aloha.
Thank you, Louis.
Yeah.
I'm doing Kokoana. Thank you, I appreciate it.
Is there anybody here from Mauna Lua Hawaiian Civic Club? Mauna Lua Hawaiian Civic Club. Mauna Lua.
Yes, they're not going to do it.